Previously on Roll Call. Albie and Imagrium were tasked with infiltrating a Zeppelin to break out some inmates on their way to the Okai prison facility. With help from another royal guard, Sable, the trio free the intended targets, Hogar and Riel, as well as a couple unexpected individuals, an emaciated couple, as well as the rest of our new party, Rain and Alona. They begin to escape, but sound an alarm while doing so. They talked their way out of the situation and convinced the guard... Never mind, they broke the shit out of a hatch door and jumped into a raised lake. They continue to flee from the facility and lost their pursuers in a forest nearby. Continuing on, the party acknowledges a mysterious wooden door with skulls on posts and red writing on the door reading, Poacher's Den. They debated for a bit, but made the safe decision to not enter, and instead sleep about 100 feet away from it. The next morning consisted of an ambush from chaotic-looking humans, one of which was showing strange signs of injury during the battle. Two very violent kills later, that same strange person turned completely blue and slightly translucent. Then he vanished, only to seemingly reappear in the tree line nearby. Though, he wasn't alone.
Ooh, roll in shot.
Three, two, one, roll call.
John playing Rael.
Heather playing Imagrian.
Emily playing Albie.
Jacob playing Hogar.
Leslie playing Alona.
And Holly is playing Rain, but unfortunately they're both not here today. So I'm Devin Wade. I'm going to be your Dungeon Master. Hi guys, welcome back. This is episode 2 of Roll Call. Let's start off with a little bit of a recap. And that's where we're picking up. So you guys have, like, your little campsite around, and one of you, or maybe all of you, see figures in the trees, and they're doing something, communicating with each other. They're clicking and whistling. You're not sure.
Who sees it?
At this point, I mean, we'll just say that Sable sees it, and she just points it out. All right, I'm not the only one who sees this, right?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. What? Anyone got any ideas?
Just one.
Run.
All right. What are you guys? Are you guys like picking up your stuff or your equipment and everything? Because there's still people who don't have their armor on.
Yeah.
From sleep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, y'all are screwed.
Grab as much as
I have my armor on.
You do. Yes. And then those who don't wear armor don't have to.
What if I talk to them while you guys get your armor on and I can see if they're friendly?
I'll guard you.
Well, considering that last time we met one, he tried to kill us all in our sleep.
I think as we stand here talking, they're getting ready to pounce or something.
Actually, that's a good call.
Run, that's what I'm
thinking. No, why haven't they attacked?
Oh, exactly.
That was why I thought about talking to them.
Well, then why we keep talking, why don't the rest of you who don't have armor put the armor on?
And
If attacked, we attack.
But now we can go talk to them.
Before you guys do that, you hear a voice in the campsite. Come in, wake up. Wake up! What's going on? Come in, please! You see that the woman is standing over the man who is in a drenched sweat right now. He seems to have chills and is feverish, and she is trying to shake him awake, and it's not working. Come in, please, please, please! Sort of smacking his face a little bit. Please, 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 wake up, please!
Can I make a medicine or investigation check?
Yeah, make a medicine check.
Oh, not bad. 18.
He's absolutely feverish, probably pneumonia. He's starting to lose a lot of color in his face. If you don't treat it with a certain medication or you don't get to a warm place soon, it could get very bad.
Sable.
What?
Do you have any health potions on you?
Yeah, I have a couple, but I don't know if that's going to work for this. He doesn't have any visible injuries.
Does it heal internal stuff?
You see the woman actually speaks up. She says, look, we need to get away from whatever this is right now. What are we doing? Are we going or are we going? What's happening? The figures in the trees, what are they doing?
Hey, Caravan, I'll talk to the figures.
Does everyone have the things? Can we leave?
Yes.
All right, so people are starting to grab up their things. Gotcha. So you guys are heading towards the forest line. Just for reference, really quick, this is the map.
You need to get to the X, right?
Yes. That is where Virus is supposed to be meeting you in 2 days.
That doesn't sound like it's going to be good at all.
Speaking of which, Sable speaks up. She says, I don't know if we... Listen, we're already cutting it really close. We don't know how big this island is. We know we have to get to this place in 2 days. We have today, the next day, and by the dawn on the third, we have to be there.
Yes.
So we don't have... I'm asking if you guys want to take the time, no offense, to help this dude out.
Poga, can you carry him?
I could give him a shot, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say easy enough. He's not, you know, doing a whole lot. Yeah, you're able to kind of pick him up.
I wrap him in my cloak.
Yeah, okay, so you guys kind of have them. Actually, go ahead and as you do that, make another medicine check for me.
I don't know anything.
Okay. It was just to see if you could buy him a little bit of time with certain treatment.
Level three.
So you guys are approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead and both of you make a perception check, or one of you can make it with advantage.
That's
17.
Yeah,
that's fair. 17? All right. A lot of the figures are still obscure. As you get closer, you can tell that, Ilona, you can tell that it seems like there's more sound than there are figures. It's not matching up.
How many are there?
As far as you can tell, they had eyes on you when you guys were at the campsite. You guys have moved closer. Nothing has happened. You can probably see maybe 4 or 5. You would see it. They all look very similar to the same blue figure who dipped out.
I suspect this is an illusion. So if we just go, we'll see if they all follow or if just one follows. We're wasting time if we sit and talk.
Yeah, just want
to
make sure that... We have a place to go, and I want to know what they're here for.
I know, but we need to go.
I kind of want to throw my scimitar dagger at it, see if it goes through it.
Sure, go for it.
Oh, no. Nope.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2?
So it's my strength plus... No, it's not my condition.
It wouldn't also be your strength, because I don't believe... It's a scimitar dagger?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is
it's
a thrown thing.
It's the one I picked up from the first guy.
Gotcha.
It's just a 4.
There's not even strength, it's just a 2. It's a 5-2.
Yeah. So you throw it, and you just barely make it past the tree line, and it disappears.
Okay, let's keep walking.
Okay, let's go. We need to leave now.
Where are you guys walking to?
The others.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys make your way back. At that point, the woman kind of goes up to Hogar and Maggie. She says, listen, I don't know much, but where I'm from, I used to be an herbalist. There's something called a night ember. It tends to grow in sort of like rocky places, mostly where there's moisture that can be found. Normally it's in the dark, but if we don't find that soon, it's kind of our only shot. I hate to ask, I know you guys are on a time schedule, but I have to save him.
I understand. Sable, are we going by rocky places on the way to the...
We can, as long as we move, yeah.
Then let's move.
Okay, let's go. Where are we going to?
The rocky places.
Wait, there's a lot.
We are there.
That's a long way.
So the woman kind of speaks up and she says, well, there's a mountain behind us and there's a mountain to the north of us. Either one of those are close to the ocean. That could be enough moisture on the rocks in order to get us something. It's up to you. Do we move forward and get to the rocks to the north, or do we move behind
forward.
This mountain?
Forward. We cannot move back.
All right. Yeah, all right, I agree. We're going to have to enter the forest line, though. Are we good? What's up with those figures?
We don't think they're real.
All right.
They all look exactly the same.
Let's chat while we walk.
I agree. So, they all begin moving.
If you have something ranged, please have it out and ready, just in case.
That's not a bad call.
These.
You see Sable kind of reloads her crossbows. All right, so you guys begin walking, and eventually you make it to the end of the mountain that you are close to. You have a river in front of you, and then the mountains that you're trying to get to. The river probably looks maybe about 20 feet across, and it's chances are you would be able to go, even though it'd be probably up to your chest or waist in your case, Hogar.
Drowning.
But yes, you would have to be on someone's shoulders.
You don't want to be on my shoulders.
I know.
They aren't like rapids by any means, but it's a steady flow. So essentially a game talk, it's going to be some strength checks in order to get across this thing, unless there's another way that you guys can...
Are there any trees?
Around that area, you really only have like the edge of the mountain behind you. So it's like this mountain kind of comes down and then there's a river that runs through and then the other mountain kind of starts.
What's the rule about jumping? It's...
This is your strength score, not the modifier, for long jump.
9.
So you can double that to 18.
Ooh.
If you use Step of the Wind.
The big number on the... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I can jump 18 feet?
Yeah, you're very strong.
Jesus Christ.
That is with Mikey.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if 20 is like the max that you can go to, with like the only exception being either like deities or giants or something like that, that's beyond peak human, like peak physicality. So your thighs are just fucking giant. Like, you're just, yeah, Hulk running towards this thing.
You're also holding someone.
You are also holding someone.
Right.
But sorry.
Is it the number plus something?
No. It would just be your strength score. However, there still is the option to make strength checks and wade through it. So it's up to you, but it seems like Maggie, you are leaping, so you're going to use Step of the Wind. You get there, basically. I'm going to say just make a very low DC dexterity check to see if you can sort of grab the other side.
Natural 20.
Yeah, easy.
+4.
You leap the entire river. You're fine. You take the river and you put in a chokehold, and it's not there anymore.
Now we're walking over. There we go.
Yeah.
Could I have jumped holding, like, a rope? Please.
Well, you could have.
Okay, natural 20 doesn't mean you bend space and time. But, I don't see why not. Sure, you can hold the rope.
And then you guys can use it if you have to wait.
Yeah, that would, you would have to find something to either tie it off to, or you can hold it, but that would mean that you would have to make strength checks.
Do you see any rocks or trees?
Yeah, there's the mountain very close to it. You could probably find a rock to tie it around. This is going to be a survival check.
Okay. 19 +2.
Okay. Rope feels very secure. You have it nice and taut. You guys now have a rope across the river.
All right.
All right.
Considering I'm not tall enough to like be in the river and climb it, so do I have to?
You can monkey bar over the rope if you wanted to.
Okay.
Like at this point, I'll say that. Well, actually, there needs to be another anchor point on the other side.
I handed it to Sable.
Sable? All right. before she does, she says, "Well, does anybody else have any more experience?"
I'll hold it.
You'll hold it.
Or whatever you do.
Oh, I'm trying to tie it off somewhere.
I'll tie it.
Okay, by all means.
No,
never mind. Oh, no! Well, what did you roll?
I rolled a 2, but I have +4, so it's a 6.
No, I'll hold it. No, I'll hold it.
+4
Unless someone
strength?
Wants to help me.
We'll say as Sable is giving you the help action.
Maybe. I'm not going to roll that dice. Okay, so it's a 15.
15? Awesome. Okay, so you tie it off onto another rock that's a little bit elevated. Seems secure. Seems taut. You see, Sable's going to go for a leap. What is everybody else doing? Just between trying to jump and using the rope.
Yeah.
I would say you probably have to use the rope.
Yeah.
Well, the woman who, at this point, I don't think has given her name yet. Did she give her name?
We haven't asked their names.
We haven't asked their names.
No.
No, no, okay.
We just know.
No.
We also forgot to ask for our own names.
For the sake, for the sake of realism, the woman, she's going to help you out with the dude if she can.
What an awesome lady.
Yeah, she's gonna hang behind you and just make sure whenever you need to, like, use your hands or something, or if you wanted to just raise them up and, like, cross the river, you could totally try that.
Three steps.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to.
So essentially, if you're using the rope, you make strength checks with advantage. If you leap, that's what you're doing. Is that clear to everybody?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Table's going for a leap.
For me, because I suck in the way.
She can jump 10 feet. She doesn't get the thing, but 17 on a dex. She makes it probably about a little bit more than halfway, leaps that, and then grabs onto the rope and begins to start making her way over. Is everybody else doing that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just probably
gonna monkey bar it. Monkey bar, I would say you don't even need to check. Okay, perfect. We're not gonna do a series of rolls, it's just gonna be strength check with advantage. And then finally, Hogar. So, are you soloing it or are you using the rope?
I'll use the rope.
Alright, so with advantage, one's gonna be right behind you. Hey, not bad.
That's a
4.
Oh, with advantage, 19. Though?
With advantage, yeah.
Great.
All right, so what did we get? Rayel?
Yeah, so 21.
Easy. So you're able to get across, Hogar?
Oh, I got a 19.
Perfect. The woman actually rolled.
What's your strength at?
5. Plus 5?
Plus 5.
Damn, you're at 20 strength?
It's not a saving throw. Was it a saving throw?
No, it's not a saving throw. It's just a check.
It's just a plus 3.
Plus
3.
Well, it was just plus 3. 19. Oh, 19. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was just like, hold.
The woman actually rolled a 17, which for her is a 15, so she's able to kind of keep away. And then Alona?
I rolled 19 minus 1, so 15.
Easy enough. Okay, so without issue, you guys are all able to get across. I would say you don't even have to make checks. You're able to kind of just... Albie. So you guys are all... Yeah. You guys are all able to make your way across... And you are next to the mountain. You see, as soon as you guys get there, the woman begins to start rounding the mountain and is eager to start searching for some night ember.
Can I get my rope back?
How are you going to do it?
I don't know.
It's gone.
It's gone. I'll buy
something. I'll cut the rope so no one else can come out.
Rope is just flowing with the river.
I'll take the little piece that's...
I mean, I would say in total, river was about 20 feet. You probably have to use 6 feet on either side. So that's what? That's 42 feet?
So right? No more rope left.
No, 32.
Okay.
32 feet. So yeah.
You're, I have 18 feet of rope.
Plus 6 because on plus your side. Six. Yeah. Sure. Why not? Cool. So you guys make it to the other side and begin to start rounding the corner of this mountain, making pretty good pace.
I'll help the lady search.
Yeah, she says, all right, everyone be on the lookout. They look like little tufts of red, almost like fur. They have small, kind of pointy leaves, and they like to be in nooks and crannies. So just be vigilant if you can. Everybody make a perception check.
Ooh,
yeah. All right, how'd everybody do?
I got
11.
22.
22. 10.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. 21. All right, so three of you, Maggie, Hogar, and Alona, you guys are having a really hard time. It's not necessarily the ideal environment. They do like darker places, but the rocks and moisture could provide something. You guys spend, as you're kind of walking... maybe about 10 minutes looking to no avail until finally at like the edge, you guys are kind of rounding, let me see my map. You guys are kind of rounding to that little smaller mountain that's next to that one, closer to the shore. As you do, you guys all spot a tiny little tuft of something red.
Oh.
Go get it.
Go get it.
I go get it.
All right, you begin to start walking, and as soon as you round like the corner, essentially, of this mountain, you begin to see the rest of the face of it. Little red dots everywhere. ball, little like tufts of red, like it's easy to pick them out.
I think I found something.
Hey, grab it.
You see that the woman begins to like run over, everybody else catches up. Yeah, you guys see the same thing. A mountain just polka dotted in red, and you see the woman almost like relieved. Oh my gosh, this island is absolutely peculiar, but I suppose we'll take what we can get. Right, we're gonna need the roots of that plant, so just be careful when you're tearing it up. We need to make some apple tea with it, essentially. Don't all jump at once.
I'll take sure. care of it.
Alright, you guys can both take your respective thing.
What am I?
So this is gonna be a strength check, essentially, because you're grabbing it and you're trying to pull it.
Oh, like the light was hitting it. Like,
wait, are we doing it with advantage?
I already rolled.
Okay.
No.
You said strength.
Yeah.
13.
13? That's enough.
One.
Probably not.
Did you roll a 2 though? Yes. Does he have a negative one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. You
didn't break anything.
Take it and you start to squeeze. It gives a little bit more than you thought, and then when you take it out, you see little like crustacean legs, like 7 of them, and this little almost round head with a bunch of eyes and its fur on its back.
Take it.
As soon as you pull it up, a sharp pain hits your hand. I need you to make a constitution save.
Oh no.
3.
You go paralyzed.
What the?
I run to Lady Maggie.
Yeah, you don't take any damage because this wasn't very high on the cliff. But 6 seconds later, you're back up.
What the hell is that?
You see the creature like that got from your hand just like scurries back and bunkers itself down into its little hole that you pulled it out of. Well, I didn't think it could be that easy. Right.
Is this really it, or is this a trick?
I'll try again.
No, this isn't the root that we're looking at. It's an animal.
It's not the root?
No. I mean, did you see? It was some sort of, I don't know, crustacean of some sort. New mountain? New perception checks.
Right.
Oh, Rain is here also. I've been making checks for her and I haven't been saying that out loud. She's doing well. She's just playing with Journey, her little raven. Okay, so what did everybody get?
15, 8, 3, 13, 24.
One of the things that you guys notice, if anybody rolled above a 10, you can see that there is like a little gathering of a bunch of these little red tuff balls underneath is some sort of animal that they're all just sort of consuming. Whatever it was is now almost bled completely out. You don't see any blood, but it's just sucked dry almost. These things are nasty. Ilona and the woman along with Sable, you guys see essentially like a little cave alcove up kind of higher up in the rocks. And it seems to go in a little bit. You see the woman kind of gets excited. That does seem like a very ideal place if we can get any sort of darkness around it. They like to, you know, they thrive in that environment. Is everyone okay with checking it out?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Okay. So don't need to make any checks for anybody to climb, but you guys are kind of like tiptoeing around these creatures everywhere. And sure enough, probably about maybe 35, 40 feet up, there is sort of a bend in the mountain that goes into this like little cavern almost, and a woman's just going. You're still holding on to the guy? At this point, I would say you probably have him like piggyback style, and you're just kind of climbing with him. So yeah, you guys get to this cave. Is everyone entering?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, cool.
I'll stay out.
Okay.
Just to make sure that nothing goes in.
Right. So you guys enter the cave and immediately drops like 10 degrees, but not anything unusual. Once you start searching, not a whole lot. You get a little bit deeper into the cave, still nothing. Probably about 25 feet in, without making perception checks, you guys do see another bend. The wall seems to be reflecting a slight glow of something.
Interesting.
Are you guys continuing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. As you guys round that corner, you see what looks to be a little campsite. or like a little single person campsite. There's still tiny, tiny embers in this little fire pit, what looks to be a little makeshift bedroll made out of just some plants nearby. And nobody there as far as you can tell. But I will say, yeah, everybody go ahead and roll a perception check. Who's in there?
What in the actual shit?
Change your dice.
I did.
six.
Nine.
Six.
Nine.
Wow.
Maggie, make a perception check, please.
Oh, no. 19.
Jesus. I love when this shit works out like this. None of you guys are any the wiser of anything that's happening. Maggie, you see an individual, maybe looks like a halfling, who's like slowly backing away out of the cave, and then looks and makes direct eye contact with you. Hello.
Hello.
Don't suppose y'all the with the prison?
No.
I don't feel better from that response.
Is... Do any of us hear or see this happening?
I would say at this point, if he spoke out loud, yeah, you guys can probably hear it. He's gonna try to book it.
Wait!
I'll say make a persuasion check with advantage since you didn't attack him.
Two. One. Oh. Six.
Six?
God.
You go to say wait, and just face full of panic, he's just trying to sprint past you. He goes, no thank you! Right.
I sprint after him.
He still hasn't passed you yet. If you want to try to stop him, you can. Otherwise, yeah. He's just going to book it.
Yeah.
You can try, no, because attacks, you don't have Sentinel, do you? No.
Not yet.
Mm. Yeah, this is going to be a contested strength check. I don't know what else it would be. Sorry.
You're just a baby monk.
Right? But at this point, whatever. You guys probably see this happening at sort of like the mouth of the cave.
A 9-1.
9-1. Okay, well, he rolled an 8 as well, so I don't know how... I guess you guys just run into each other? Yeah, so I guess that's what happens. So he runs into you. You go to try to tackle him. He does some weird maneuver where he's trying to get underneath, and you guys end up in the weirdest tangle of a hug ever. But, like, his shoulder hits you right in the gut, and your knee hits him right in the chin, and you guys just both kind of crumple down to the floor. And this is when you guys begin to start approaching the scene.
This is
rather... Stop it!
I want to just like
good job, Lady Maggie.
Kind of like grab like the back of his shirt and just pull him off. Or I'm assuming it's a he.
Yeah.
Pull him off of her.
Yeah. So you do that. Okay. Right. I promise I didn't have anything to do with anything. I'm new here.
We just want to know where the fungus is.
Do with what?
Fungus. What are you talking about?
Wait. Hold on. Do with what?
I don't know. I assume you're all over the prison.
I pull up my wrench and point it at him.
You see, his eyes react in a way that you weren't expecting. You pull out the wrench and make an insight check. Ooh. And I'd say, Hogar, since you're holding him, you can make an insight check as well. But
I
I'll
more insight than I do.
Well, shit, I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah. No.
What about a passive perception?
No, I'll say if everybody wants, if you guys are all in the same room. There's no reason why everybody can't roll it. All right. So what did everybody get?
Natural 8.
Four.
Natural
20.
Nice.
Natural
20. 23. Wow, holy shit.
My wisdom is very high.
So you guys immediately read into it. You're not sure why. He's not delighted to see Rael by any means. He's delighted to see this wrench. There's no amount of insight that you could roll in order to understand why he's delighted to see this wrench, but you know that, like, this thing is something that he wants. And... still have him by, like, the collar of his shirt. Are you holding him up, or is it just...
I just kind
of,
like, have him, like, stop, in a way.
Right.
Like, he's also, like, halfling.
I look at him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, like, how he's looking at the wrench, and I'm, like, kind of, like, put my head up next to his. To, like, kind of try to see it from, like, where he's looking at.
You guys are, like, cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable, big guy?
I am just standing here uncomfortable.
I get off the floor.
Yep, you do so. Takes half your movement. Ha! Gotcha.
Right,
oh no,
what
am I gonna do?
Lower your wrench, please.
Alright, I lower my wrench.
Will, so you're all not with the prison then?
I already told you that.
Thank the stars. I've seen what those bloody hounds can do to blokes. Horrible. Anyways, suppose we should get to formalities. Cudsby, nice to meet you.
Cudsby.
Weird name.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Anyways.
Good start. How about you, big fella? What's your name?
John.
No, no. John. You're not John.
That's peculiar.
Don't fuck me, plan. Shut up. God. If I don't bring anyone with me.
Roll a deception check with disadvantage.
Seven.
He might believe it. He might believe it.
Is there anything on his robes? Anything that's on him wearing that?
He seems to have very simple clothing, albeit very tattered. He's got pretty long curly hair that goes past his ears. He doesn't have any facial hair. He's got bright blue eyes, a very big nose. I'd say, again, with those who rolled very high insight, you can probably tell that he doesn't wear shoes, but the rest of like his sleeves and his cuffs on his pants and whatnot, he's wearing a sort of almost blouse with like a vest and some nice, like, I don't know, corduroys or whatever those big poofy kind of pants are.
It looks like he's been here for a while.
He looks to be on this island for a bit. Right, so we have John here and everyone else.
With the time sensitivity, I'm going to walk away and look for the
All right, so you book it back.
It's like, goodbye.
As you go to walk away, he says, wait, you guys are looking for a fungus, you said, right? Something?
Yes.
The woman kind of steps up. She says, we're looking for night ember. It looks like there's little creatures out there, except it's actually a plant. Right, well, I ran into something. I've been here for a little bit now. I'm sorry, but mate, would you mind letting go of my collar? I don't think I'm going to be able to make it anywhere with all you here. I'm certainly not trying to pick a fight.
Fine.
Oh, thank goodness. Whew. Very comfortable. Nah, I'm just kidding. That's just Cudsby, little joker. I ran into something. It's sort of a device, a mechanism of some sort. I couldn't figure out the door, but I think your wrench might be able to help with that.
Where's it at?
It's a bit further on the island. We have to get to, I don't know. Does anyone have a sense of direction around here?
I have a map.
A map? Well, where are we right now on the map?
On a mountain.
Yeah. So you guys... He's like, well, I've been sort of flying blind this whole time, so I just go by landmarks.
Well, real quick, why are you here?
That's sensitive information.
Did you escape from the prison?
I did.
Alright. Let's keep going.
Right.
Didn't they say you also needed warmth? Maybe we can use it as a stopping point to keep Coleman warm?
Yeah, if you guys want. So you see, he takes the map. You see he kind of points at the little tuft of trees that's even further kind of north from there. He says, that looks about right. It was a very shallow kind of grove over there. I saw very early on in my travels, there's this weird hatch underneath, and there was this... I don't know how to describe it. Technology that I'm not very used to seeing. Not quite gear tech. It was something older and a lot bigger. I was thinking it might even have some means of travel as well. But who knows? Maybe there could be some sort of fungus in there. Or at the very least, you see Sable kind of pops up and she says, look, it seems like the best chance we have at finding this plant is in this cave right now. Do you have it or not? He says, no, I don't. Okay, then we need to stop wasting time. Are we going to help this dude or are we going to keep moving?
We don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
All right.
It's a big island.
So are you going to...
What about... You had a fire back there?
I did, yeah. But by all means, if you like.
Well, what if the couple stay, kind of keep them warm, and maybe while we try to are they coming with us to the destination?
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
Well, they were just kind of in a jail cell and we broke them out.
Right.
There was no
plan. Go to the couple. Do you need to get to where we're going, or were you just trying to get out?
Look, we're not even supposed to be here. My husband, he practices magic. I'm an herbalist, just by nature, making potions, alchemy, his ability with magic. They broke down our shop's door one day and they just took us. I don't want to be on this island. I apologize that this is an interruption, but I beg of you, please. We do need to come with you.
I can't leave them behind.
I won't leave them behind either.
It is my duty to help and heal as many people as I need to heal, that I can heal. So if need be, I will search for this plant.
You see, Sable chimes in again. Well, that's just great. All right, cool. So now we have somebody who can't move and we're all just going to stand in this fucking cave forever? Great. Fantastic. Cool. Yeah. No. Do you guys have any idea what's going on right now? We're talking fate of the world stuff.
Sable.
Nations are at war right now and we're trying to help with this.
No.
Without a word, she just trots out of the cave.
Can I make some sort of check to see if I can heal him with magic, or is it going to do anything at all?
Are you proficient in medicine?
Yes.
So I would say that just with that proficiency alone, you know that unless you have a sort of like a greater restoration spell of some sort, this is something that's happening internally. You guys can cure wounds and different sort of physical injuries with magic, and with potions and whatnot. But something like this, it would take a higher level spell. But you see that the woman begins to. Where is the man right now? Because you did pick the guy up.
He's still on my back. Okay. As far as I know.
Oh,
so you're holding one guy with one and the guy with the other.
You see that the woman kind of goes over. She says, she begins to kind of start helping the guy down. He's barely conscious. He can kind of still move, but she wraps his arm around her and begins to start walking him towards the fire. Before she makes it too far, she turns around and says, thank you all. I promise that I'll find someone to make it up to. Lucidia, by the way.
Lucidia.
And she walks into the camp. Okay, you help her. I'd say since there's already kind of an ember going between you and her, you guys start to build up like a pretty decent fire. Absolutely gonna buy him more time. Cool. So you guys have that. He's sort of somewhat stable right now, but he's still sort of declining.
You said that there was possibly transportation in this cave.
Right. I did see tracks of some sort. So I'm just saying, there could be anything behind that thing, but I'm saying our chances are probably greater. This island is strange. And I've only been here a week and I've just seen some very odd things. I'm thinking that perhaps there's something else underneath us and this could be an entrance into that. For all we know, there could be free travel throughout all the corners of the island.
Right. Here, look at this map and see what landmarks you think you recognize from it.
I'd be able to take you there on foot from here. I know how to get there.
All right, just give me a minute, Dr. Sable.
Right.
Why haven't you moved on?
Why haven't I moved on?
Yeah, you ran from the prison. Why stay here in this cave? Why haven't you moved on? Where are you going?
Mate, this isn't my first camp. Been sort of traveling around. There's some crazy blokes living out there in the woods. Don't know if you had any run-ins with them.
Yes.
Not great, especially...
The blue ones?
Yeah. Make an insight check.
What in the shit?
Just him?
Just him, yeah.
14.
I'm gonna contest a roll here and see what happens.
Oh, yes.
He's also a blue man.
He knows what you're talking about. He's surprised that you know.
What the
Mm-hmm. He looks at you for a second and says, right, yeah. The blue man. At any rate, travel off this island by raft is suicide. You have to be an expert boatsman of some sort, and you can't have a ship. That's your first mistake. You need to have...
What do you know about the blue man? You hesitated.
What do you know about the blue men?
Roll an insight check. Because technically you don't have the information.
You got it.
Ooh!
17 plus one... Nope, 17. 18. Natural 17.
He's gonna roll... Okay. He has minus 2 to wisdom. Natural 18 for 16.
Nice.
So, you guys essentially have a contested moment where he's trying to figure out if he can lie to you, and you know that he knows that he's not going to be able to. So what was your question again?
What do you know about the blue man?
Right. He was a captain of a ship called the Tidesplitter. Bit of a confession, sorry. New people, not always extremely comfortable with relationships outside of my business, but I was on a ship as a stowaway. Captain was crazy enough to come here and crashed. A lot of his men died, including the captain. So I thought, impaled by a piece of mast.
Ouch.
And yet, a day later, I saw him walking around. Except looking a little different. He was blue.
Apologies, just a little chant that we said at the temple.
Yes. Well, I of course, I don't want to be rude. Abu Di Abu Da. Or so they say, I suppose. So, right. You can imagine that was sort of a surprise to me. But, I can't figure out how... Who was he with when you saw him, if you don't mind me asking?
It's two people.
Two other people that looked killed, unfortunately.
Well, what'd they look like?
Dead.
Sorry.
Dead.
Don't remember.
They were dead.
Especially after Hildar, I think. Yeah,
too. Essentially, I'm asking, were they in sort of garbs that would make them more look like people of the ocean, or were they sort of natives from this island?
Were they painted? They were painted, weren't they?
I'm not painted with stone armor.
That's right, you're out. Yes, they seem to be, or assumedly they were poachers. They were a little bit more, they kind of had like tribal, like almost markings. They had
yes.
very minimal clothing.
Now I remember
yes.
famous.
Painted men.
Right, so I'm trying to piece some things together. Was he blue the whole time?
No.
Okay.
Only when we damaged him.
That's good. That's good. It means that we can hurt him, right?
Is he dead?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I don't know what he is. At any rate, I suppose we should go see if that knight in there is doing all right, and then pack up some gear, head out.
Yeah.
All right, so... Maggie, you go out. You see that Sable is not too far from the entrance of the cave. She's sort of just sitting on one of the rocks. You see she, like, picks up one of the things and just chucks it.
Are you done with your freak out now?
Yeah.
Good. He said that there's tracks where he wants us to go to find this herb. Could be a way to get there faster.
He's saying a lot of things. Alright. All I know is that we have a schedule that we gotta stick to. And we need these people. We don't need the couple. I don't want them to die, of course not, but I'm just saying that we have bigger fish to fry, you know what I mean?
I do. But I also know what we've been taught. There's a balance in life. What will wait for us?
You know, one of these days, that's not gonna work on me.
But today it did.
Mm-hmm. Alright, fine. All right, I'm going to wait out here. I still need a little bit of time, but I'm ready to go if you are. What are we going to do about the couple?
I haven't figured that out yet, but I can't leave them here.
I mean, we can only take him with us so far.
We can at least get them off this damn island. Well, no one deserves to be here, and you know that.
All right, maybe I will come in. We should probably talk about this as a group. You guys begin to start heading in. You guys are already kind of gathered around the campsite. Sable and Maggie head in. Okay, are we good? Are we ready? Is everyone okay with trying to find these tracks?
Yes.
So yeah. You've got probably the best chance of saving him.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. And you see that the woman kind of perks up a little bit. Actually, she doesn't even look at her. She just is kind of feeling the guy's head and just says, Lucidia. Right, Lucidia. I apologize for my outburst earlier. It was unprofessional. Well, we need to figure out what we're going to do with Carmen, because if... What? What happened?
Is it Carmen?
Yeah, that's his name, Carmen.
Oh,
K-A-R-M-E-N.
Okay.
Carmen. She has an accent.
Sorry.
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 Like the rapper.
Like the language. Ooh.
So the names aren't perfect. All right. Good one, guys. Hi, Devin Wade here. I want to take a moment at this halfway mark to tell you all about a little podcast called Bedtime Fairy Fails. But that would be incredibly irresponsible, so instead, I'm just going to let the creators tell you themselves.
You know that one D&D story that you just love to tell? I want to bring it to life for you. My name is Kim, and I host Bedtime Fairy Fails, where every fail deserves a tale. We take your stories and retell them as epic fairy tale adventures, complete with sound effects, voices, and epic music. We also keep it easy to follow, so you can even share your story with your non-playing friends. So be sure to look for Bedtime Fairy Tales on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen.
I mean, if you say you're not interested in that idea, you're wrong. If you have ever played a role-playing game, then you have a story for this podcast. And if you were to go and, say, check out their newest episode, you might just hear a little story from a home game of mine, which involves my entire party going to a tavern to steal some tickets for a ball they want to attend, and you can imagine, it doesn't go as planned. But, I mean, why stop there? There's like 14 more episodes you can check out. They're all amazing. So once again, that's Bedtime Fairy Fails. Get to them, follow them, Instagram, wherever you find podcasts, get your stories in, get your stories told. The world needs to hear it. And Bedtime Fairy Fails is your answer. A very quick but very strong shout out to tabletopaudio.com. I use it for everything in this podcast, and it has new stuff like every week. It's incredible, and I can't suggest them enough. Check it out, tabletopaudio.com. I use it for home games, use it for podcasts, use it for shampoo. Don't do that. Don't do that last one. Ignore that last one. All right, let's get back to the show. Let's get back to this. Let's get back to the show. Enough horsing around. Well, we need to figure out what we're going to do with him, because if we take him away from the fire, he loses stability. If we take him with us, he's kind of on a clock. So our choices are either trying to get there as fast as possible with him on our back and setting up another camp out in the open, or we leave him here and try to hide this place, but that means that we're going to have to come back.
I don't think we can come back.
I don't think so either. Cosby, this place, he kind of cuts her off. I don't know if... We might be able to set up camp outside of it. I can't imagine that this block's going to be up for a little bit of delving, and the area itself is a bit rocky. It's certainly not a place that we could start a fire. We'd have to do it above. Certainly we could do it closer there.
We can just put a whole bunch of cloaks on him.
All right, well, I suppose we'll figure it out when we get there, right? We should probably get moving. All right. So you guys begin to start heading out. You climb your way down.
Did that count as a short rest?
No. If you guys want to, it can. This entire thing, I don't think, took an hour.
Okay.
Probably a few minutes. If you guys want to extend it to an hour, you can, and roll some hit dice to get some health back.
No, we might kill him.
No time.
No time.
Right.
Deal with your key points that you have.
All right, I suppose I'll lead the way then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Follow me. Begins to start trotting down the mountain. Cool. What speed are you guys traveling at?
Full speed.
Normal, slow and safe, fast and loud.
Normal?
Normal.
Okay. All right, so you guys begin to start moving. He's leading you guys up the coast a little bit, kind of edging a little bit more towards the water, trying to stay away from the different mountainous zones and whatnot. Already, you guys begin to start seeing the trees and foliage that he was explaining to you that hides this little hatch door that has this device behind it. As you guys are entering there, I'm just going to have everybody make a real quick perception check, just one, before we get there.
Two.
12.
Mm-hmm.
15.
One.
14.
I see.
And what about Rain?
Ooh, good call. Rain and Sable, we'll go ahead and make one. Fuck me. God damn it. Just when I thought I had something on you guys, Rain rolled a fucking natural 20. We'll say for this case, that was for Rain, but we'll say that it was Sable. As you guys begin to start getting a little bit closer to the tree line, Sable kind of notices something, kind of butts you, Maggie, just elbows you a little bit and says, that's not... Look past the tree line. And you see kind of like through, you kind of have to get in like her position a little bit, but through like the tree line with her pointing it out, she says, doesn't that look like a ship?
Your ship, ship, or not ship?
I don't know.
Sure. Does my 12 tell me that it's the ship?
Well, she's telling you. So essentially that's just what she's pointing out to you. I don't know. It looks made out of wood. Not a lot of Zeppelins are made out of wood.
That is true.
All right. Well, whatever.
Should we start stealthing from here on out? Or do you think we're good to go further?
I'd say once we hit the forest line, let's try to take it slow a little bit. We don't know where else those poacher den entrances are.
Correct.
For all we know, this fucker's taking us to one right now.
Have more faith in people.
I don't have faith at all. So you guys begin to continue. Eventually, you hit the tree line before Sable relays to you all. Let's try to take it as quiet as possible, right? Everybody make a stealth check.
Dirty
20.
Dirty
20!
Yeah! Hogar? 10. Well, majority group success. We had a natural 19 and a natural 16 for both Rain and Sable, so you guys are in the clear. Cusby is kind of like leading the way, going through some brush. He like literally pulls some like bushes and branches out of the way, and you see that there's just like hatch door underneath. It's very odd looking. It looks to be made out of like gold and black metal. It says, all right, well, this is it, but like I was saying before, it's not really much of a campsite, you know what I mean? So we should probably figure that out.
Well, if we can get the door open, underneath might be...
We can try, but like I said, no, all right. Opens it up. Ladder. See what I mean? It's not too long, though. Let's give it a shot.
I'll follow.
You guys make your way down. Goes down probably about maybe 30, 40 feet. Very difficult to get down with the guy without making any checks, though. I'd say that you're able to kind of take it slow. You kind of have to have him slumped like over your shoulder. At this point, with all this travel, though, he's gonna have to start making saves. Not as quick as if it were in combat, but for my own sake, he's gonna have to make some saves. Okay, first one is a success.
Could I cast Spare the Dying? Would it do anything?
Yeah, I would say probably not, because again, like, he's not bleeding out. But not a bad thought. You guys get to the bottom, and it's very rocky. Very strange and extremely dark. I believe everybody, except for, I know Sable doesn't, has dark vision.
Nope.
You don't?
I still don't think I do.
Light,
all right, cool. So you cast light, able to see. It's sort of like a pale, whitish kind of gold light, and it's lighting your way. It's a very narrow tunnel with kind of like rocks jetting out and stuff. Every once in a while, you can see bits of that same kind of black and gold metal peeking through, even some patterns, but not enough to really make anything out of it. Eventually, probably about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes in of just straight walking, it opens up a little bit into what looks like kind of a giant clock, essentially. You see like the face of a clock, but it looks like it's completely buried in stone and rubble. Different areas are just sort of cracked.
What is that?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
Let's look.
Well, I mean, obviously, it looks like a clock of some sort as to what its purpose was.
A timepiece, dear.
Okay. Oh, is she alright?
She's simple.
I don't think so.
I've never seen it before.
Albie is experiencing things for the first time.
Me too!
Right, so yeah, you guys see essentially this giant kind of like clock, and a lower part of it, you see. Well, actually, go ahead and make an investigation check, everybody.
Can I make a history check?
Yes, you can.
No, I cannot.
Yeah, neither can I.
19.
Nice.
We got 31.
What in the shit? 31.
Dirty one.
Dirty.
2-1.
Oh.
None of
us. Corinne, say, we'll go ahead and make a check.
31. How is this possible?
Damn. You know, like
the dice twice and then combined.
Weirdly enough, Albie and Sable actually notice essentially what looks to kind of be like the mechanism that Cudsby was talking about, and it looks like a giant gear that your wrench could fit its mouth over and turn either up or down. As to what it controls, you don't know. But Cudsby kind of pipes up and says, well, I figure if we can get this thing functioning again, something might open up, you know what I mean?
No, why not?
Use your wrench?
I think you'll see what I mean. You see the little track? Yes. You see essentially what looks like one of those clocks that when it strikes a certain time, something pops out of it.
Oh.
That's what you're seeing, the little track thing. Essentially a cuckoo clock.
Good. My knowledge from working in the factories assist me in anything if I did an intelligence check.
I'll say make an intelligence check and you can add your proficiency to it.
I'll cast guidance on you. And get an extra d4.
Oh, an extra d4?
You can roll a d4 and add it to it.
Go ahead. Where's
the triangle.
So, awesome. 9 plus 2 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So I have a 14.
14? Okay. Strictly from a
first guidance
mechanical standpoint, it does look odd. You are aware, at least, you know, minimally of how clocks operate. This is a giant clock. You're not necessarily used to it. But the gears themselves, it matches up with something different. It still is probably coordinated with the clock, but whatever this was, its purpose wasn't to just tell time. That's pretty much what you can gather from that.
Give it a shot.
I have to tell you, I'm a little nervous as to what this might be. This clock certainly isn't one to tell time.
Ah, that piques my curiosity even more, honestly.
What behind you?
All right. Am I rolling something?
No, you don't have to roll. You can just adjust your wrench, fix it on that point, go up or down.
I adjust the wrench and push up.
Pages.
We all die instantly.
Mm-hmm. 10.
Explosion.
Everybody loses 2 death saving throws, and then
have to make another.
And you're frightened.
As
for
you, which, I suppose it doesn't matter. But since I already made it specific, I specified it. Which way did you pull it?
Up.
You crank it up, and immediately you begin to start seeing a little, almost like a little story take place as a banner goes behind where the little tracks are. You see the tracks start moving, but there's nothing attached to them. You're not really sure, but the banner behind you see is like this tree, and it has... It looks very barren at first, and then you see like another one that has some flowers on it, and then finally you see another one that just has very green leaves, and then finally a very sparse looking orange one, and then it goes back to the decrepit looking one, and it rotates and then stops.
Any thoughts?
That's a tree.
It seems like it's telling time, just a bigger picture.
Sure.
Good job.
So it's not dangerous.
You said the tracks were moving, right?
Yeah.
You can go a whole year.
Oh.
That would be scary.
Who knows? you guys can.
Oh.
Yeah. So Cosby kind of chimes in. He says, "That's more than I ever saw do, so I say that that's progress."
Should
we
try?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, worst case scenario, what, we try it again? Just see what else happens?
Or try
go backwards.
The other way.
Go backwards. That's the... I put my wrench back on, or it's already still on. I pull back the other way.
Pull back. Same thing, just in the opposite order. So you see the barren tree, and then it slowly gets more leaves, and then it has a bunch of leaves, and it turns to flowers, and then the leaves go away.
Do we feel different?
Make a perception check, I would say.
An aging check.
It's going to
be a
17? You don't feel like you've changed.
But, okay.
And is nothing else different?
I would say as it begins to start moving again, you guys can make an investigation check to find anything.
There we go.
It's okay. My rolls have been either 2s or 11s.
Shoulder
9
again.
18. 5.
14.
3.
Okay, so only one of you rolled higher than 15?
Yes.
Well, I rolled for them as well, but these red dice have been rolling like crazy today. Nope, still didn't beat it. Roll 18?
Yeah.
You begin to kind of start looking around. Essentially, if I'm not making, I feel like I got to make a clearer picture of this for you guys because it will kind of be important. Essentially, what you're looking at is a slanted clock face, seemingly made out of stone. On either side of it is like a track that goes in sort of an arcing pattern towards you, which is the track that moves. Behind it is a banner that has like the trees that keep going around. So essentially, once you begin to start looking, you're looking around the tracks and whatnot. You see a little bit of writing on the inside of something, and right next to it is what looks to be a symbol of, like, a bird of some sort.
Do I recognize the writing?
Do you speak... What languages do you speak, I should say?
Common, Elvish, Dwarvish, and Sylvan.
It has some similarity to Sylvan, but you can't read all of it, no.
What is the language? Is it Celestial?
Yeah, I mean, you found the text. What do you say?
There's some writing here. It kind of looks Sylvan, but it's not. Does anyone speak it or read it?
I stay put.
All right.
You
can read it.
I can read it.
Yeah, you would understand this as Celestial.
Oh, thank God. My God.
That's funny.
What does it say?
So at the top of it, in sort of a very different font of Celestial, you see it says Mother's Chain. Below it is just a little stanza. It says, "The first through wakes has given new life, while the second wakes to see new life. The third will find its southern home, and the fourth can now bask on stone."
I don't know what the fuck it means, but it's very sweet and pretty. Now relay it to you all.
Can you say it again?
Yes, please.
Yep.
This is me saying it in my voice.
Yeah. So it's what you can probably surmise as a title is called Mother's Chain. It says, the first through wakes has given new life, while the second wakes to see new life. The third will find its southern home, and the fourth can now bask on stone.
Sorry, I have a little tickle in my throat.
Sounded very masculine.
I know.
Acting.
Why'd you roll?
Why not?
Maggie, go ahead and make an additional investigation check.
13.
The symbol that you found seems to have a slot at the bottom.
Did my arm go in?
No, that's too small.
It's too small.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
What about like a pigeon? Baton?
I have a javelin.
Slot was the wrong word. I apologize. This...
You said it's, seven of coins, so that's what I thought.
It's like it's more like a pipe or a stand.
A pipe or stand. Is there something that this can go into?
Perhaps
it's attached.
The clock.
Is it winding the clock?
Make an additional investigation check, Rael, and we'll say Maggie. You guys make your own investigation check, but it'll be for something else. Also, it's for a podcast, so that's Alona and Albie are also making investigation checks.
10.
So 10 for Maggie and...
6.
6 for Rael.
17.
16. You guys find... unfortunately, you guys aren't really seeing a whole lot. You guys find another one of those little posts, or whatever it is. This is in a different shape. It looks like a serpent.
The first one was a bird, or?
Yeah.
Bird, okay.
It's in kind of like the shape of like a duck in water, kind of, like wings down, just that little outline of it.
Can you like take it off and move it?
Yeah, you can freely move it around. I'll say that you guys find an additional one that looks like a snake or serpent. It looks like it can go somewhere.
I'm going to bring it over.
Where are you bringing it over to?
The duck.
Do they look exactly the same, just a different animal?
Yes, they look exactly the same, but a different animal.
Take the duck, bring it to the clock.
Okay.
Because
I have the snake.
And what do you want to happen?
Like hands of gold.
Oh.
Listen, Sable kind of chimes in. I'm no professional, but I'm assuming it has something to do with the other moving parts.
The trees?
The trees.
I don't know, maybe. What's on the track?
A track? Well, I'm good at puzzles.
Is this a puzzle?
Oh, is it the bits that pop out?
Oh my god.
The bits that pop out.
Not that you do see sort of like a separate seam in the stone where a bit would possibly pop out.
Yes, we have one at the temple. tells us what our prayers are.
I'll say. Additionally, with the 16 and 17 perception checks from earlier, it looks like they can be inserted in accordance with a tree.
It's like, guys,
we have two. Can we see how many that are supposed to be on the track?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have to play it again, though.
Play it again?
Yeah.
All right.
Go up one.
Play that funky music, Elf.
I push back up.
I feel like weird change. You can't make that same roll.
Sure, go for it.
What was it? The investigation? Perception?
Perception, yeah. Or I guess maybe, I would say insight, but I don't know. Doesn't seem right.
That's 13.
Don't feel any different.
Okay.
You begin to start moving it along with the tree. So in front of the tree, along the track, look like thinner poles that you'd be able to stick those things onto as they move. There only seems to be four that align with each tree.
there's four with each tree?
Or no, one for each tree.
Okay.
Oh! Southern home, duck.
Mm-hmm.
Baskin stone, serpent.
Why?
Because that's what they do. Fly south.
During
lay
walks.
On rocks.
During walks. Prove it.
When the tree,
I haven't seen a duck
when,
view.
When
no.
the tree is in summer,
no.
that's when the...
Huh?
The summer... Summer's when they would lie on the rocks.
I start looking for anything that looks like what we just found.
Yep, make an investigation check with advantage. Since you know what you're looking
barren,
for.
That's when they fly.
Oh, natural 20.
You find two additional ones.
Yeah!
Yes.
You find one that looks like a fish and one that looks like a bear.
Can you carry it?
New life and scenery.
A bear?
Wakes has given new life. That's a bear. It wakes. In the spring.
Love it.
Yes, there's not.
Fish see you like that?
I guess. My low intelligence.
See.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so...
Is there any way that you can stop it right when the tracks are lined up so we don't have to run the train and put it in the track?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, there's a way you can stop it. Okay, so where are you guys putting each of the things?
The duck is going to be in...
Winter.
Gotcha, so you're putting that with the barren tree.
Yes.
The serpent is in the summer.
Okay, with the full tree.
Bears in spring.
Bears in spring and fish is in fall.
The orange tree. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so the bear is being put with spring and then the fish is going with
fall.
Fall. Okay.
And
I feel like we have it backwards.
Unless the bear and the fish was supposed to be switched.
Unless the bear is
the bird flies south for the winter. And the bear wakes.
The fish wakes has given new life.
Through wakes.
The fish through wakes. That's a fish.
Through wakes? What?
The fish.
How?
What?
They spawn like a salmon going upstream.
Upstream, yes.
I'm through
sorry.
The wakes to
I've
have
never
a new life.
The ocean or a river or anything. So.
Let's try
fish, bear.
I'm just gonna
bird,
sit back.
Bird,
the
snake.
We'll try that.
Okay, so you have the bird with the barren tree, you have the serpent with the full tree. With the sparse tree, what are you putting with it for fall?
The bear.
Okay, and then so you're putting the other one, the fish with the
fish
flowers?
Fish spring, yes.
Okay. All right.
Can I check on
Carmen.
Can I check on
Carmen? Yeah.
I still think his name's
exactly. Speaking of which.
Oh no.
Saving throw.
We never set up a fire for Carmen.
Oh, shit.
Wow. That is a failure.
No! Big boy, nigga.
What exactly do you expect me to make a fire out over the cave?
Your imagination.
My imagination.
Did you get a tinderbox?
No.
Didn't someone have a torch?
I have a tinderbox. And torches. I have 10 torches.
I have things.
I have 10 torches. Here. Make a fire.
I have knowledge.
Knowledge.
I have 10 torches.
I know how to make a fire.
Okay.
I'll say a little prayer for him.
Perfect.
say a little prayer for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's also no reason why the NPCs couldn't have done a little something. But for the sake of this,
yeah,
we'll just
Rain,
call it.
Why aren't you doing anything?
You're not
Rain.
NPC.
Just chilling.
I know, but
just
Rain
chilling.
Just chilling back there.
All right, so you guys are able to kind of get like a little...
Than usual.
a little kind of something. This is going to require a successful survival check because this is an extremely barren place to set a fire. It's extremely difficult, very rocky, uneven terrain. So who is going to make that check, I guess?
Someone with more survival than me.
Nope, zero.
I'm okay.
I have plus four survival.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll help.
A plus four.
All right. Helgar's giving you the help action. Go ahead and roll with the advantage.
Yeah,
I'll say we're going to try to beat a 20.
Okay, well, it was a 19 plus 4, so...
Okay, nice.
23.
I don't know
math. Cool, so you're able to kind of, like, through little bits of stone and whatnot, it's difficult and it falls apart a lot, but you're able to kind of create, like, a small enclosed area of loosely cobbled together stone. You're able to light a fire. It's able to keep him somewhat warm. He doesn't have to make saving throws for now. So now you guys have the pieces in place. Nothing's moving. What would you guys have to do?
I should start moving it again.
All right.
So I'm gonna push back up, push up.
You crank up. Once it gets to the barren tree that you guys have with the duck, a little tune starts to play. Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. And then it goes into the spring, which you guys have with the fish. Dun, 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 dun.
Fuck.
Clicks back.
It's not the fish.
I think we should switch the bird and the fish.
Can I walk
back to him? Because I forgot I had
prestidigitation.
For who? For Carmen. I'm going to warm his cloak.
There you go. Oh, nice.
I also set a small campfire.
Oh my god.
You mentioned Hogar do all the work.
Yeah, not only have I carried him for an hour and a half, I have to make the fire in the middle of a cave with no wood.
All right.
Do all the work.
I forgot it's an elf ability.
Anyways.
So I do that.
Alrighty. All right, so the puzzle has reset itself into that mode. What are you guys doing?
So it's not the fish.
The bear word for the spring. The fish was in fall.
Duck.
What's it?
Duck. So duck is good.
The fish with spring.
The fish and the
spring. The fish and the bear should switch.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
The second waits to see new life. That was, you put a bear there and it was wrong?
I thought we
put a fish there.
I thought you put a fish there.
We put a fish in... Oh, wait to see new life.
Yep. You guys put a fish in spring. You guys put a bear in...
I thought we put a fish in fall.
No, I put...
You guys had it originally waits. There, but then you switched it.
Waits
oh,
to
shit.
See
oh,
new
sorry,
life.
Right.
Bear wakes up in the spring, seeing the leaves come back.
Well, the first one was right. Yes.
The duck in winter.
That's right, Hogar.
The duck in winter.
You're very smart for a large thing, aren't you?
That way. Sounds like an insult.
It
yes.
Froze on the.
Oh, it wasn't meant to be an insult.
No, it froze on the.
I'm so sorry.
The fish in spring. The bear in fall. It froze on that one. I keep looking at the wrong one.
No.
Fuck me.
It froze on the fish in spring.
So let's switch the fish and the bear.
Okay.
Hmm.
It seems like you two have been saying this for a while.
I know.
You just haven't done it.
You're gonna help us.
I'm in the middle of a prayer right now.
Alrighty. So you guys switch the what?
The fish and the bear.
Okay, so the bear is in spring now?
Yes.
And the fish is where?
Fall.
Gotcha. All right. Pieces are set?
Yes.
Go ahead and crank it again.
Pushing it up.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay.
Goes from the duck in the winter. Dun, bum, bum, dun, 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 dun. Bear in the spring. Dun 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 dun. Fish in the fall. Bum 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 bum. Summer with the serpent, and it just kind of keeps going. Bum 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 bum
bum
bum.
All the animals fly off of the little thing as the stone doors crash open on the lower part of the clock's face. Everybody, make a dexterity saving throw.
Shit.
Okay.
I
saw
it.
Saving
throw? Yes. Is this a trap and or a spell?
Jesus, I've rolled like 5 nat 20s with that. It's not intentionally a trap, so no.
Fuck. Use danger sense for advance.
Good idea, but...
Oh, you've got to be fucking...
But I think danger sense also only lets you... You're aware of traps, right? You don't.
It says advantage on dexterity on effects you can see, such as traps and spells.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Cool.
You said dexterity save?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're gonna go around the horn. What we got?
I got 5.
5.
23.
23.
4.
4.
22.
No, wait,
20.
Sorry,
25. Goodness gracious. Jesus Christ. 4. You got 22? Nice.
9.
I have to roll for Cudsby. What did you roll? Did you roll your perception earlier?
Yeah, it was a 12.
Don't feel anything.
Okay.
All right. So those who rolled under a, I think a 12, which I think was you guys, you three. So yeah, Rael, Alona, and Albie, you guys are going to take 6 points of damage.
Oh no!
Mm-hmm. Half to three. So sorry, because it's an improvised weapon. So I have my own little thing for that. But yeah. So essentially, it spun super fast. Probably what happened maybe the last time that this thing was played, animal shot off, and three of your compatriots get grazed in like the arm or the shoulder as these animals like slice through parts of your flesh. But essentially you guys see a stone door open up, and behind it is a statue partially crumbled.
Ooh. What does it look like?
You see that Cudsby begins to start running in very eagerly. He's searching through the rubble.
Excuse me. What are you looking for?
He's not responding.
I'll follow him.
You guys are entering in. He just kind of pays no mind. He's up onto the stone. He says, all right, everyone look for something shiny, if you can.
Right. To look, can obviously, I look easily. Perception?
Yep, anyone who wants to search can.
Oh, I'd like to...
19. Oh, sorry. I haven't looked. But in this cave, do we see those fuzzy things?
As far as you can tell, there isn't much past this clock. So you got a 19. Albie, what did you get?
10.
You're not looking?
Do I have advantage since I enjoy looking for shiny things anyway?
No. In fact, you probably should get disadvantage when you see shiny things.
Actually, it will.
All right, go ahead.
I'm interested now.
It's a 5.
5, gotcha. Ilona, with the 19, you see as Cudsby is kind of frantically searching through, he kind of picks up the head for a moment and drops it to the side as he's beginning to investigate different parts of the rubble. As he does that, it hits the ground and kind of rolls, and through the neck part of the stone, you do see something that's like green and shimmering.
Okay. I'll go grab the head.
All right, and you do.
Try to
pull it out. Alright. As you're, okay. So he notices that and he says, did you find it? What is it? Did you find it?
Don't tell him
anything. No.
Okay, well, I will know. Please give me the head.
I'm looking.
What is it that you're looking for?
I'll continue to find out while he's distracting me.
I'm looking for the thing, whatever it is that she's going to make a strength check.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Looking for whatever's inside the statue.
Oh no!
Why?
Do you need help? Yes.
Yeah.
One sec, we'll resolve that in just a second. What did you get?
3 minus 1, 7, 2.
No, it's embedded in the rock, wherever it is.
I'm ready to go
home. As you say that, he says, okay. I'm not going to ask you to trust me, but I promise that if that captain man gets a hold of this before we do, it's going to be devastating. We need to get this out.
We also need the herbs to heal this man.
Okay, this is one man's life. Do you have any idea what happens? Sure, go for it. What are you trying... How are you trying to intimidate?
I would like to... first of all, I rolled a... 21, natural 18 plus 3.
Gotcha.
I would like to get the truth out of this man. He's brought us on this wild goose chase. We and we've got someone's life hanging in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, if I don't get the answer to him, I would go, there's going to be a problem.
Gotcha. I'm going to say, from the sound and the explosion, kind of the clock earlier, everyone but Rael in this moment can make another perception check. As you say that to him, 21, there doesn't need to be a contested roll. You successfully intimidate this person.
Okay.
You see he kind of cowers away for a second. He says, no, I promise, I'm sorry, but I needed to get here as fast as possible. Once I saw that you had that wrench, I knew that the opportunity was there. Listen. His name is Captain Shale Bennett. We've been tracking him for a while.
Say his name again?
Captain Shale Bennett.
Continue.
I'm part of an organization, a church of sorts, that collects dangerous items. Supposedly, Shale Bennett is a warlock of some deity of the sea, long forgotten. We got word that he was trying to recover some parts of the treasure and he completed his search, then... I don't know. It could grant him a wish, could bring back this deity. All we know is that we couldn't let it happen. And that's what I was here for. That's why I was on the ship.
Interesting, interesting.
Let's say you
I say, that'll be happening, please.
Yeah. The perception checks. What'd you guys get?
9, 4, 3, 30, 20.
20 was the DC.
Ooh.
Because it is very faint. You do hear footsteps above you.
Oh no.
At that same moment, a hatch opens. You guys can see. Very vaguely down the very long kind of winding tunnel, a little bit of daylight kind of bouncing off the wall. Footsteps coming down.
Now I hear it.
Okay.
As this is happening,
I'm still by Carmen.
Yeah. So Cudsby speaks up. He says, No. Okay. We can't let him touch this, all right? We can't let him get this gem. We need to protect it at all cost. This is something bigger than all of us. Shit, how did he find us?
And then I'm gonna smash the head on the ground. No.
Everyone?
No, that'll make noise.
Check your clothes.
Oh.
Check your clothes.
Check
the
clothes.
4.
Do we have to make it in a roll?
Maggie. Maggie, you're the only one who needs to make an investigation check right now.
Magdalene!
13.
You do find what looks to be almost like a little rune carved into a stone that was on you, placed inside one of your pockets. If you remember, there were 2 failed perception checks on the night that you guys made camp.
I do remember. I'm so sorry. Can I take and make another strength check to see if I can get out?
Yeah, sure.
With Albie's help.
Yeah.
Sable pipes up. She says, oh shit, we got company. Everyone, get ready. She kind of backs up. You see that Lucidia takes, whatever the fucking dude's name is. Lucidia takes Carmen and begins to start going into that same little room that you guys are in. But not long after, with really nowhere else to go, you guys see sort of a familiar face.
No.
But not blue.
The captain?
Yeah. Nah, what do you have to be sorry about? I'd say you all done me quite the favor.
No.
Especially you, lass. Very helpful.
I feel like we all got caught red-handed with something.
We can make this simple, right? Oh, we can. You don't want to. You know what you have to do. Give me the stone.
Can I get it out?
You'll walk away. So you rolled a 14?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't roll with the advantage, though.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Is he by himself?
No.
How many?
He's got two other figures with him. They don't look to be poachers.
What are they?
They look to be skeletons wearing sailor outfits.
No!
Drawing swords. As Captain Shale Bennett draws his last chance. Good. I prefer it this way. Everyone roll initiative. Next time on Roll Call. Sable begins to start backing up into the statue room, terrified. Slaps him across the face. You see. It is mine, or you can have an entire facility against you.
She rolled a natural one.
Let's not try to make it work. Just because the nuke button doesn't work doesn't mean you keep pressing it. You just see this like visage as it enters inside Hogarth. You take 17 points of damage.
Oh, I'm out.